This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Carlisle Elementary School in Pueblo is closed after a special district board meeting yesterday. The emergency closure comes after a safety report listed problems with the school's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems, as well as storm damage to its roof. The district estimates repairs could cost upward of $25 million. Carlisle's nearly 200 students will move to another school in the Pueblo district. A class action lawsuit employees brought against Denver-based Frontier Airlines is proceeding. A Denver judge denied the company's attempt to dismiss it. The lawsuit alleges the airline discriminates against flight attendants and others who are pregnant and nursing mothers. Juno Turner is an attorney with Towards Justice, representing the plaintiffs.
Our clients are excited to move forward and continue in that process and move the case toward a potential resolution, not just for them, but for the many other women who were subject to these policies.
The lawsuit was filed in 2019. A spokesperson for Frontier says the company does not comment on pending litigation. The latest fundraising numbers are in for Colorado's congressional delegation. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democrat Michael Bennett, who faces re-election next year, raised more than $1.7 million in the second quarter, giving him almost $2.3 million cash on hand. On the House side, Republican Lauren Boebert hauled in $949,000, bringing her campaign coffers to over $1 million. Democrat Ed Perlmutter raised $161,000. Republicans hope to flip his seat, but Perlmutter has more than $1 million in his campaign war chest. Republican Doug Lamborn raised the least, $54,000, half of that coming from political action committees. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The creation of a new center devoted to horror movies is back on track in Estes Park. Colorado's Economic Development Office gave its okay on Thursday. The Gazette reports the state approved $46 million in sales tax rebate incentives for the center 6 years ago. But the project mostly stalled during the pandemic. The Stanley Film Center will be near the Stanley Hotel, which inspired Stephen King's book, The Shining. This is CPR News at 5:35.